29 minutes to the hour of 11. This is the Marriage Program on Radio Islam International, and we are now joined by Muallima Abida Peer, who has been conducting workshops across South Africa and has experience in dealing with different marriages and giving advices to different people. And last week we were joined as well, and Muallima was at a workshop speaking about being a sukoon, being a means of sukoon and peace and tranquility to your spouse. And we're going to continue with that discussion. We'd like to welcome once again Muallima Abida Peer. Assalamu alaikum, and once again Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khair for having me.
Yes, Muallima, we continue with the discussion that we started last week about being a means of sukoon, being a means of peace and tranquility to one spouse, and something that is important in a marriage, as we mentioned last week as well, that it comes in in the Quran and the Hadith, that when you get married, it should bring peace and it should bring the sukoon in your life. So we continue with this discussion, inshallah.
جي إن شاء الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم yes, as we discussed last week, and going back to the Quran and the ayah, on marriage, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has created us in pairs, and he says that, and the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after that is that the objective of creating human beings in pairs is that they, and when they come together, when they come together in marriage, that they are a source of sukoon for each other. So this is the primary objective of a husband and wife, getting married. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that sukoon? Because before marriage, when a person is single, they have these feelings of restlessness in them, of being unfulfilled. And sometimes we can't even pinpoint those feelings. But there are certain feelings that a person experiences. Like they feel restless, they feel unfulfilled, they feel maybe a feeling of loneliness. And subhanAllah, we see how these feelings, emanated from our very father, Adam alayhi salam. Because Allah subhanAllah in the Quran, he says that he created us in pairs. Yet when he created Adam alayhi salam, initially he created him alone. So Adam alayhi salam was left in Jannah, and he had obviously the best of everything in Jannah. But what happened to him is that after a while he started experiencing certain feelings and emotions. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that it was time to create his partner, because what happened is that even though he had the best of everything, he was still lonely. He was lonely and he started feeling a bit sad. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that it was not time to create his partner for him. And in doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us and created for us the need that we have for each other. That a person on their own is not fulfilled. And that you have to have your partner in order to fulfill that need. So when we get married, essentially, unfortunately, in many cases, we look at the physical aspect of it. And we feel and we get married on those basis of the physical, of our physical needs and desires. And we look at the external appearances of people, and this is what attracts us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that there's something more than that, and that it is an emotional. It has to do with the emotions. It has to do with the inner feelings of the person, and that person needs to be emotionally fulfilled by their partner. And this is why we find within marriages problems arising, because the initial external attractions might be there, and we look at the packaging, if we can say, of the person. And when we get married based on that, you will find that after a while that disappears, and then there's nothing left. Because the physical fulfillment might be there, but it doesn't last for very long. And so what the person then needs, it still goes, the human being given still goes back to the basic needs, and that is the basic emotional needs that needs to be fulfilled. And so if we can understand that, now this is what Allah is describing for us in the Quran, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you are that source of sukoon for each other. So that is what you bring into the marriage. What you bring into your relationship. Yes, the physical aspect is there. There's no doubt about it. But it's the emotional side which is more important. It's fulfilling the emotional needs of a person. It's fulfilling that sense of loneliness and that sense of longing and the sense of belonging, that sense of being loved and the sense of loving, of being able to love also. And so we have to understand it's very important what we bring into a relationship and what we bring into a marriage. So if we are, and this is what we mentioned previously, is that in order to be ready for marriage, you have to be obviously physically mature, but you also need an emotional maturity. And you also need an intellectual and above all a spiritual maturity in order to give off your best to your partner, to your husband or to your wife. For that matter, because it's about the emotional needs, because this is something that is so lacking within our relationships, is that the emotional needs are not being fulfilled. And these are the basic needs and the basic things that a human being requires. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you are to be a source of sukoon for each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in the Quran Kareem that the home is a place of sukoon for you. Now, if we look at it, how is the home going to be a place of sukoon? It's going to be a place of sukoon when the husband and the wife are sukoon for each other, first of all. When they are giving to each other emotionally what they're supposed to bring and supposed to give in the marriage. When they both have that maturity. Because again, if we go back as to why we need the emotional maturity, is how are you going to deal with another human being? How are you going to deal with all of their shortcomings, with all of their faults? How are you going to deal with their moods, with their characteristics? You have to have the emotional maturity to be able to deal with that. But we can only deal with another person's emotional issues when we are in control of our own emotions. And we are able to take care and we have the emotional maturity ourselves to be able to deal with ourselves and to be able to deal with everything that comes within our frame and our sphere of reference. Now, if we cannot do that, then there's not much that we can give to another person who also, we have needs, the other person also has needs. And there's not much that we can give to fulfill the other person's needs when we ourselves are lacking in that regard. So, it's very important for us to understand what we bring into the relationship. And so what we bring in is, again, our knowledge, our understanding, our values, and all of that must stem from our deen. And this is why, you know, subhanAllah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about choosing a partner, and he mentioned the qualities and the things that people look for, and he said, choose the one that has deen. And why that is so important, because your knowledge and your understanding and your values is based on deen. And with that, you have the understanding, and you have the understanding of what you have to give. We go into marriage expecting to receive. We want to receive, we want to take. But we don't go in with the understanding of what we have to give first. So essentially, we have to give off that emotional support, that love, that understanding, that respect, that commitment. You know, marriage is about committing. It's about having and being totally committed to that institution of marriage, the hukam of Allah, fulfilling the hukam of Allah, and being totally and completely committed and sincerely committed to the person whom we are marrying. And it is only in that context that we are able to then bring out the best in each other and give off the best to each other and be that source of sukoon for each other. And again, when the husband and wife are sukoon for each other, then they together establish that home that is based on their deen, that home that is a place of sukoon, that home that is a place of security and safety. Because subhanAllah, you know, when we look at the home, when Allah says your home is a place of sukoon for you, what does that mean? Because look at what happens outside of the home. You step out of your home and you are confronted with so many things. There are so many distractions, all the fitna that surrounds us outside of the home. But it is in the home where the person is actually safe from all of this. And this is when the husband and wife bring that to each other. They establish the home based on their deen, based on their understanding, based on their knowledge, based on their value system. But unfortunately, what happens is that we don't have this within our marriages. And you see, instead of being a source of sukoon for each other, it's the opposite. And our homes is not a place of sukoon. Our homes become a battleground. And then, you know, from that, you can see when you have a battleground, there are no winners in a war. And unfortunately, what happens in those situations is that our children get caught up in the crossfire. And that is the most unfortunate thing ever, because we don't realize the devastating effects that it has upon the children. Forget about what it does to us as individuals, as parents, as mother and father and husband and wife. We totally destroy each other emotionally and on so many other levels. But it's also about the devastating effect that it has on our children. And what we don't seem to realize is that what happens to the children and what they experience in the home is what they are learning and they are taking in on a subconscious level, and they bring those very same characteristics into their adult life and into their marriages and their homes. And so this is a cycle. It's actually quite a vicious cycle. And this is something that we need to be aware of, and we need to really take, you know, cognizance of and say, okay, if we are in a marriage, let us assess. Let us assess the state of our marriages. Like I mentioned last week, is let me go back. You know, if each and every one of us can just step back and say, let me see, what am I doing in this marriage? What am I bringing into this marriage? Am I really a source of sukoon for my wife? Or am I a source of sukoon for my husband? And if we can do that introspection for ourselves, and if we can really correct ourselves and be what Allah wants us to be, it's not about what your partner demands or society demands or anything else. It's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you. When Allah has given you a partner, He has blessed you with a husband, or He has blessed you with a wife, we have to understand the extreme blessing of that, because there are many people out there who don't have partners. And when you speak to those people, you know the heartache and the loneliness and the longing that they have. And then the marriage that we take so for granted, and our partners that we take so for granted, we come to realize what a blessing it is for us in our lives. Yes, nobody is perfect. No one is perfect. And so when we expect perfection, then we set ourselves up for disappointment. It's to understand and know that people will come with their faults and their shortcomings. But this person, Allah has placed this person in my life. Therefore, this person is a blessing for me. And no matter what the person is, I have to try and change that. I have to make the differences in the relationship. It's what I give, it's what I do, it's how I do, and what kind of environment I'm going to create, not waiting for the partner, not waiting for the husband or the wife to do that, but to understand what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me in terms of this relationship and in terms of this extreme blessing that He has bestowed upon me. And so if we can just step back and we can do that introspection and that reflection and look at how we are doing things, how do we deal with each other? The sad thing is that we deal so harshly, so unkindly. We hurt people's feelings. We don't have that sensitivity. One of the things about being sukoon to your partner is that you are sensitive to their needs. You are sensitive to their feelings. You are sensitive to hurting them. You know what it is. You know, it's knowing the person, knowing what makes them tick, knowing what angers them, what upsets them, what makes them happy, right? What disappoints them, and being there and looking at and seeing how to deal with the person to avoid those situations. I think this is something we mentioned last week, is that when we're not sensitive, And if we just deal carelessly with each other, that is saying anything we want to say, anything that comes to mind, we can be rude, we can be abrupt, we can be abusive to each other. What do we think the effect is on the other party? When you say something that is hurtful to somebody, what do you think the effect is on that person? It's not just about you and what you're saying. Think about the hurt and the pain that is caused. And it's not just the feeling that you are bringing up and arousing in another person a feeling of hurt. But when a husband, for example, is harsh with his wife or he's rude and abusive towards her, what is he doing? On the one level, he's hurting her feelings. And then in the feelings of hurt and pain and anger that she might feel then, she reacts to him. And she's going to deal with him, not with love and kindness and compassion and understanding as she's supposed to, but she's dealing from a position of anger. And she's not only dealing with him in that state, she's dealing with him, but she also deals with her children from that position. Now she's frustrated and she's angry and she's hurt, and that's how she's going to react to him and how she's going to be with her children. So they also, the children also receive that. Now when you have all of this in the home, how then is that home a place of sukoon? How are you a source of sukoon for each other? So we have to be mindful of how we deal with each other. We have to be mindful of the person's sense of being sensitive to their feelings, to their emotions. Because again, and it's something we mentioned last week, when a person is being rude and abusive and abrupt, it impacts on the very individual themselves first. And it, because it impacts on you on an emotional level, because now the levels of anger rise and frustration, it impacts, that impacts emotionally on us. It also impacts physically on us. And most importantly, it impacts spiritually. Anger and all of these negative emotions has a direct impact on our spiritual progression. We want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we have, when we sit with all of these negative feelings and emotions within us, then that is why we cannot make that spiritual progress. We have to let go of all of that. We have to be able to forgive and overlook each other's faults. And so when we're dealing with each other, where the husband is dealing with the wife, or the wife is dealing with the husband, that we are mindful of these things, of being sensitive to their feelings and not wanting to hurt them. And this again is where that maturity comes in, that emotional maturity, is that yes, we are going to have issues, and we will be faced with challenges within our relationships, but it's how we deal with it. If something upsets you or you're not happy about something, then there is a way of dealing with it. There's a way that we can sit down and discuss. And this is why, subhanAllah, within our deen, we have the system of mashura. And this is the very thing to eradicate all of these negativities. It's to sit down and talk about things and discuss things. There's something that bothers you, call in your wife, call in the children, sit down, have your round table meeting, discuss these things. Or if it's just between husband and wife, discuss these things. How can we solve and how can we resolve these issues? Something is upsetting you, something is upsetting me. Let's see how we can get and how we can find an equitable solution to the problem. But when we don't do that and we're only reacting in anger, and in hurt and in frustration, then this is going to be the environment in the home. And that doesn't bring sukoon to anybody. Not to either one of the husband or the wife or to the children. And this is why we find, in our relationships that things break down to such a point is because we don't address things. We don't speak about things that we're supposed to and in the manner in which we're supposed to, but rather we're screaming and shouting and we're having these slanging matches and we don't resolve anything. We can be angry and upset and maybe for a few days we're not speaking to each other and then we cool down and we start speaking to each other, but we haven't resolved anything. And these things can always come up and flare up again. And so in order for us to understand, you know, what our true role is and what we have to do. Now, in order to bring about that sukoon, in order to bring about for each other, to be that sukoon for each other, but to establish together, the husband and wife, that environment within the home, for ourselves and for our children. So we have to go back, like I said, we have to go back, we have to do this introspection, we have to look at ourselves, stop looking and focusing at the other person. He's not doing this, he's not doing that, or she's like this and she's like that, and this is what you're supposed to do, focus on yourself. If both parties can step back, and both of them can focus on themselves and what they need to do, and what they need to bring into this relationship, then I think our marriages will be very different. And subhanAllah, I'm not saying that every marriage is like that. We have, mashallah, we have very good relationships out there. And that is because people have the understanding of what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. But I think a large number of marriages are struggling. And this is the cause. They're struggling because of what they're bringing into the marriage. And again, like I mentioned, because of children and what they're witnessing in their homes. This is what they bring into their own marriage life. Because when a child is witnessing the parents arguing and fighting and bickering, it has a very negative effect on them. And many times those children are sitting, they're sitting with a lot of anger and resentment. And sometimes they use marriage as an escape mechanism to get out of that home. Because the home environment is so, you know, unhappy that they don't want to be in the home. And any chance and opportunity that they get, they will take that opportunity, the first proposal and the first opportunity to get married, they will take it in order to escape the home environment. Now what they are doing is they're getting out of one environment, but they are taking the characteristics of this home and placing it in another home. And that person, that young man or that young woman who has been scarred in the home, and you think about it, there's anger, there's resentment, there's all these negative emotions, hurt and everything, and they're carrying that over into their homes, into their relationships. And then you'll have that young man. He's extremely angry with his father because of the way his father treats his mother because of the environment in the home. He's even angry at the mother. And you see this happening. He'll be angry at his father for the way he treats his mother, and he'll be angry at his mother for allowing the father to treat her in that manner. And sometimes and many times kids are helpless in that situation. They can't do anything about it. And they have to stand by helplessly and watch and witness all of this. And all of that has a very negative impact on them. Now they take all of that negativity, they take all of that hurt, all of that anger, all of that resentment into their homes. And then he starts dealing with his wife from that perspective. His anger that he has towards his father, or his mother for that matter, he takes it out on his wife. And now that whole cycle starts all over again. And this is why it is so important. It is so important. And like we mentioned, you know, last week in our workshops, the first thing that we deal with is dealing with the self. Is being okay with yourself, is dealing with all of the negative feelings and emotions that you have within yourself. Because this is what takes you, and this is what makes your future relationships. Because if you don't have the emotional maturity, and you haven't dealt with your own emotions, it's very difficult to deal with another person's emotions. And okay. So inshallah, you know, if we can just look at what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from us and what He wants this marital relationship to be that sukoon, to be that happiness, to be that contentment, and to be that place of safety and love and security, you know, the comfort zone. If we can just make the niyyah and try and strive for that, inshallah, to achieve that, inshallah, then, you know, we can really have good relationships, good marriages, good homes, and our children will be developed and grown up, you know, as strong, safe, secure human beings who can go out and make a difference and be good and sukoon within their own homes, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah, and some very inspirational advice is there, Muallima Peer, that about bringing in that sukoon into our marriages and making it a place of sukoon and peace and tranquility. Jazakumullah khairan once again for joining us on Radio Islam International, and we hope to have you again next week.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with that, we come to the end of the marriage program on this Saturday morning. The time now, 4 minutes, 4 minutes to the hour of 11, and we have one short air break to go to as well. So with that, we come to the end, and for myself and our studio operator this morning, Hafiz Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.